Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are keeping calm. We're staying local, doing the WNST thing. And, you know, Don Moeller, I love having your help. I love having you be a part of the program and merging the two brands of WNST and Baltimore Positive. But some of these guests are just old school with me. You know, they've been coming on forever. He is a person, and they are a place that's special to me in the Modell Lyric. Jonathan Schwartz joins us here on Baltimore Positive. Don Moeller, I'm going to let you talk about the shrimp and grits and the chicken and waffles that you're getting in Catonsville and that box that you got from Fadley's. John, you know, if times were better, we'll have you down to Fadley's to be our guest, you know. But someone in this threesome here has Fadley's crab cakes right now in the refrigerator, and the other two of us don't. Right, Don Moeller?
And crab soup tonight. So, you know, your little introduction there. So what you're saying is that you didn't need Fronda Cohen and me to set this segment up, right? Fronda, who's done a great job for us on all the arts outreach.
I want to have Fronda on the show next week. That's what
we'll
I want to do.
We'll have Fronda on the show. She can talk all about the arts. But, you know, Nestor, you mentioned our sponsors before we get to our guests, who you know very well. I go way back with Jonathan. But our sponsors, everybody's hurting out there, particularly these small businesses. So State Fair in Catonsville, still open, breakfast, lunch, dinner. They'll bring it right to your curbside. If you live in the area, they'll actually deliver it for you.
I ordered 10,000 chicken tenders online, by the way. 10,000. I don't know if he saw that or not, but I would just go for a dozen chicken tenders from State Fair right now.
Nestor's dying without his chicken and waffles. And our friend, as Nestor mentioned, I ordered from our friends at Fadley's, Danny Hahn and Bill and Nancy Devine. Just a great family. Obviously, the market is shut down, but you can order the world-famous crab cakes. You can order the crab soup, which my wife and I will be having tonight. They'll ship it right to your door. It is fantastic. And the real estate industry is moving along, trying to do what they can during the pandemic. And we thank our latest sponsor, Jeff Moeller and Moeller and Gary Realty, for everything that they're doing. Jeff's taking people on virtual tours using Skype, using Zoom, you name it. The business is moving forward. So if you ready to buy or sell, it's Jeff, to get the house ready, give Jeff a call this spring and he'll set you all up.
And he was a great guest. If you like Don Moeller, you'll love his son. He's in the buyatoyota.com audio vault.
Well, I will tell you, Nestor Johnson, you'll get a kick out of this. When he had Jeff on talking about what's happening in terms of parenting and real estate during a pandemic, he asked Jeff who he would hug first, his mom or his dad. And Jeff, of course, being the son of a politician, said, well, I do have two hands. But then his sister blew the whole bubble up because she heard the show and immediately texted him and said, well, I hate to burst your bubble, but mom and dad are hugging me first. So get in line. So,
I knew I created a family feud.
A little family competition. So, Nestor, tell us a little bit about our guests. You guys go way back, and let's talk about the Lyric.
Well, I mean, Jonathan Schwartz is the executive director at the Modell Performing Arts Center at the Lyric, and I'm embarrassed because I had my Art Modell picture up, and I'm afraid that my cat's going to knock it down because she's been exploring in here since we turned this into a yoga studio, you know? And I've always kept this art picture, and Art Modell thought the arts were important, and Fronda thinks the arts are important, and Don thinks the arts are important, and I think the arts are important. John, I still tell my wife that I was in My Fair Lady and Pippin and the Fantastics. I even made a Pippin reference for Kushner, last weekend, and people are like, oh, you know Pippin? I'm like, yeah, you know, so when you think about the Modell Lyric, when I think about growing up and going down there on a yellow school bus with my Colgate Elementary music teacher, Mr. Hinson, bring me down there for the Nutcracker, and we would all try to sneak into the chairs that were fancy and sit there, and, you know, we didn't have Instagram in 1976 or whatever, but that place is still special to me. Every time I walk in there, it has a special feel, a special smell, a special vibe, a special age, and it's a place that I get to go that hasn't changed a whole lot, but it's changed a lot in what can and can't be done and in the ways you're trying to preserve it and make it what it really is here, a cornerstone of the history of Baltimore and theater here, right?
Yes, Nestor. Well, first of all, thank you to you and Don for having me on. I want to say, yes, the Modell Lyric is 125 years old.
That's so older than Don.
There's a lot of history there. In continuous use as a performing arts theater, as a performing arts venue. And so it is a place that people from Baltimore of all ages have been to. And we certainly put on some tremendous performances and a diversity of performances, no matter what type of entertainment you like, whether it's comedy or whether it's rock or whether it's kids programming or whether it's soul and R&B, we have something for everyone. I mean, how many venues can say that they had, you know, Dave Chappelle at their venue in the last year and Steve Martin and Martin Short and other, so many great artists, Jason Isbell, and just so many great artists and so many great shows. And we're very fortunate to continue to bring that legacy to Baltimore and try and put on performances that appeal throughout the community. We're not just one type of performance. We have a great diversity, and I encourage people to go to our website, modell-lyric.com, and see the upcoming shows. And we're looking forward to getting back into business at some point when we are able to.
John, how many seats does the Lyric have? Completely.
Approximately 2,500.
2,500. There were at least 10 times. There were at least 25,000 will say they were there for Prince that night. I promise you.
I'm sure.
But I really was. Well, you think about what you've been there for. And Don, you've been going to the Lyric since before it was the Modell Lyric. And I love saying the Modell Lyric because I don't think we get to say his name often enough in regard to the Ravens and us being down and his generosity and being involved and having his name on it and wanting his family to be a part of it. Don, first thoughts for you and Lyric. I mean, you're older than me. You always have, like, the dog that got lost in the 58 Colts parade thing. I go back to the Lyric. I'm telling you, I was there in 75 or 76, and I know it was Nutcracker, and I know we went at least twice a year, and BSO back in the day. I mean, you know, all of that stuff. I've been so many times that I would have to go through, like, a top 20 list. But Prince is the first one I think of, really. Yeah.
And I have a lot of wonderful memories of the Lyric as well. One of my favorites, because I don't think this particular person performed this role for many years after this, was back in 1984. The Lyric hosted a production of The King and I that actually had Yul Brynner in it. And I mean, what a special experience to actually see Yul Brynner in the role that he really made famous.
I've seen Copperfield there. I've seen Robin Williams there. I've seen George Carlin there. I met David Byrne, Baltimorean there, right? So I saw Jackson Browne there in 1990, 91. I was a music critic for the Evening Sun, and I had seats in about the eighth row on the right side. I was with Molly Dunham Glassman, who was my boss at the Evening Sun, who's one of my favorite people, and her husband Dave, and they're old hippies that went to Woodstock, and they, you know, they're Jackson Browne. And I got my reporter's notebook out, and John, you're familiar with the Modell Lyric. I mean, at the end of the show, rock and roll fans bum rush the stage, right? It's 1989, it's 31 years ago, uh-huh. Right? So I bum rush the stage, and Jackson Browne looks down at me and he says, "What song do you want to hear?" And I said, "Somebody's Baby." He turned around, called it out to the band, and they played "Somebody's Baby" for me. So I got Lyric stories. And really, John, that's really what makes the memories of a venue like the Modell Lyric, right? Is that everybody has an experience there that makes it worth keeping and making it vibrant and coming back again and being a part of it. And I think for everybody here, that's what Baltimore Positive is all about. And I think that's why the Modell Lyric's been so supportive of me over the years.
Well, and the Modell Lyric also does so many non-ticketed shows. We are a hub for Artscape, which is that great Baltimore festival. Everyone who graduates from the University of Baltimore walks across our stage. And then people, you mentioned Jackson Browne, who just performed there in the last 2 years. So people might have seen him like you did in 1989. And then people are able to see him 30 years later with still a great voice and a great show. So I think that's one of the things that people are able to return again and again. And whether you're young or old, there's something for everyone on our programming. And we're certainly excited when we come back to have great programming for Baltimore. And also it's a great reason for people to come into the city to experience a great show, support local restaurants. You know, we're in a great location right by the light rail and right off of 83. So we're easy to get to. And when people are going to be excited when they're able to come out of their homes and to celebrate life again in a positive way. And we are excited to be a part of that positivity around Baltimore.
Well, that's our passion, Jonathan. I love that you pick up on that theme, because one of the things that Nestor and I are screaming from the rooftops is places like the Lyric and the Hippodrome and Everyman and Center Stage, go right down the list, the Meyerhall. They're not just for city residents. These are state and regional treasures. And we need our friends in Baltimore County and Anne Arundel County and Harford County and Howard County to go to the Lyric, to check out all of these arts opportunities, these cultural institutions in the city. You had a little giddy up in your step when you were talking about what's going to happen when we're all free again and we get the all clear and we can all come out and play and hug again. Tell us some of the things you're excited about that are coming down the road for the Lyric so that folks driving in their car to go, oh, man, I got to pay attention to this.
Well, we're certainly excited that Sebastian Maniscalco, whose shows had to be rescheduled because of the current situation, will be coming back. Nate Bargatze, who's another excellent comedian. Ringo Starr is in our future. And we have a number of things that we're waiting to announce. Britt Floyd has rescheduled. I know Nestor's been there for Britt Floyd, which is a fantastic show.
And we're excited to have all
these great things lined up for people. And we were already working on our fall programming. What could be really exciting for our venue is if there are programs that we would have had earlier in the year that get moved to later in the year, plus the artists who are going to be touring later in the year would plan to anyway. We really think that when we can, you know, come back, that we are going to have some tremendous programming that will excite the people of Baltimore. And as Don Moeller said, excite people in the surrounding counties to come into Baltimore and to experience a great show of an artist that they love, and then hopefully support the surrounding community, because all our restaurants and other local businesses are going to need that support, who've unfortunately not been able to get it in these recent days.
Jonathan Schwartz is our guest here on Baltimore Positive at WNST.net. Don Moeller riding shotgun in this conversation, as he always does at Baltimore Positive. We'd love for you to subscribe. We've sort of merged and blended all of this, and all three of us go way back with the Orioles and way back with sports and things that bring us together. John, we've talked to so many folks here, and Don Hutchinson over at the Zoo, people you've known through your political work and your activism over the years as well, and the BSO and all these places, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Art, all of these things are designed to bring people together, right? And here we are at a time where we're all apart and we're all trying to figure out when's the next time we all get together. There's certainly something about the arts. I mean, you mentioned Artscape. You know, that's another one of those things where we're like, well, I hope they can do that. I was sitting on Stones tickets. I remember a month ago when I was upset when Pearl Jam was the first one to cancel a tour, thinking that was going to be the only thing I was going to be missing. Little did we know. But I think for all of us who love art, who love music, who love sports, who love gathering, who love going out and being social creatures, it defines who we are. And this is a really, really difficult time, obviously politically, in a lot of different ways, but for any organization that has no revenue right now, that needs people and needs to be functioning. And we talk so much about our curbside businesses and carry out. We want everybody to support all those places. But these are really, really tough times. We're really worried about what's going to happen with the arts when all this comes back together.
Absolutely. And we're also concerned. One of the things that we do at the Lyric is we work with students. We worked a lot of middle school students and in education, which I know is something that's passionate for Don Moeller. And we are working to reach out to them currently in this difficult circumstance. Our education team has been able to do some Zoom calls with some of the students that they had been working with, whose programs had to be stopped because obviously schools are closed and they weren't able to come to our building. There were, you know, our Dream Big essay contest. We were supposed to have a ceremony for the 10 winners in April. And now what we're doing is we're asking the students to read their essays on camera, and then we're going to put them up on our website. We're putting an art exhibition on our website. We're trying to find ways to include the students who we were working with and include artists and publicize their work so that even if we're at home and not able to get out and not able to experience things, we still want to bring arts out to the community. And the Lyric is committed to education and committed to the students of Baltimore. And we are continuing those efforts even in these difficult times.
And Jonathan, people can find those as well as a wealth of other information on your website. And simply modell-lyric.com, is that the best place for them to go?
That's the best place, Tom. But also like us on Facebook. We both have our Modell Lyric Facebook page and our Modell Lyric Education Facebook page. So I think both of those are great places to go to see what we are doing. And I would encourage people to do that. Go out and like their favorite venues so that they can keep up with the great work we're doing. And also, when we're able to bring performances back, they'll be the first to know who's coming, when and where, and be able to get tickets and support these great artists and support these great venues in Baltimore like the Modell Lyric.
Terrific. Jonathan, you had a long and successful career in politics. And, you know, you were, as I said, you had a variety of experiences. Then you go and you take this very, very different gig at the Model Lyric. I'm wondering, is there a moment over the past few years when after you've made that shift where something stands out to you and you're involved in the arts and promotion of the arts and you say to yourself, man, this just feels right. Is there a moment that sticks out for you?
Well, what feels right is that you're still doing the work of bringing people together. When you're working in government, so much of what that is constituent service and being able to help people. And it's in a different way, but being able to work with people in a different sphere. So whether it's in working with arts people in Annapolis or arts people in the city and helping them with government issues, but it's also bringing people together, working with students like we did when you're in government. You're also working with young people now. It's a little different, but it's also the same qualities that you had of caring about people and wanting to make a difference in people's lives and improving people's quality of life. I bring those same values to the Lyric that I had when I worked in Baltimore County.
Terrific, terrific. Again, we're with Jonathan Schwartz, the Lyric, the Model Lyric, as he likes to call it, the executive director for the Lyric. Jonathan, thanks so much for taking time to join us, to come on and talk about it. Any final thoughts, messages for folks out there in terms of, you know, getting through this and what we're going to do what we're going to do when we get the Olly Olly Oxen in free, you know?
Well, you worked in public service. I mean, you see what both of you have literally devoted most of your lives to it. This is, John, you're watching this from the inside, but from the outside, but knowing what the inside looks like here and knowing doctors, nurses, frontline people, first responders, seeing Larry Hogan get up at 11 o'clock every morning and seeing the other guy get up every night. At how taxing this is, you know, across all first responders and elected officials as well.
Absolutely. It's challenging for all sorts of people. And what we want to be there for at the end of the day is to provide, when we're able to come back out, to provide people with that positive outlook and that positive opportunity that maybe people took for granted, the fact that they were arts organizations. And, you know, maybe I'll go to a show next month or maybe I'll go to a show in 3 months. No, when this is all over, look at opportunities to embrace these great Baltimore nonprofit arts organizations that are out there, like the Model Lyric, that are putting on great work in your community, and don't take them for granted because they can disappear. And so without your support as an individual and as a ticket buyer, these arts organizations can't exist. So we really are looking forward to being able to serve the public, being able to make a difference and give them a great opportunity to see world-class artists in the Model Lyric world-class venue. And then we also want to be able to go back and use the funds that we generate, not just to provide great arts, but also to support the Lyric's education efforts. The Model Lyric really is invested in making a difference at schools in Baltimore City and growing that beyond Baltimore City. And so your dollars don't only support seeing great artists, but they support education in middle school students as well.
John, appreciate your visit. Appreciate all the years together. For all the arts organizations, we're hoping you guys get open sooner than later. We can get back down there and laughing and rocking with Britt Floyd. And Ringo pushed it off another year. And my wife's wanted to see Teresa Caputo for some time, so I see that's rescheduled in November as well. So lots and lots of stuff still going on. You can check out that schedule at model-lyric.com. Jonathan Schwartz joining us here from the Model Lyric. He's the executive director there, and Don Moeller, of course, former Baltimore County executive and my Baltimore Positive partner. We're doing all arts this week. Big thanks to Fronda Cohen for setting this up and being our executive producer on all of these pieces and trying to check in and sort of get updates on all of the theaters, all of the venues, all of the places we take our kids, our families. We have memories in the Baltimore community of coming together for arts. Artscape. Wow. Hope we can still have that, right? We all got to get together. Artscape's like my favorite summer thing to do, even when it's hot. The Model Lyric right in the middle of it. Right in the middle of my alma mater at UB as well. Nasty at WNST.net is the best way to find me. We're doing Baltimore Positive. We'd love for you to subscribe. We also have our morning newspaper at WNST.net that has a bunch of the Baltimore Positive content involved. Nothing more positive than the Model Lyric. We are WNST.net, AM 1570. We're keeping calm, staying local, and always, just like Jonathan Schwartz and Don Moeller, Baltimore Positive.